Remember, the early bird gets the bluegrass unless you're a pod person.
It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Africa. Nyu bokku khalat, bokku gis gis bokki ene. Sans frontières, bon les nou am am te ligue. Wara tunyu, nangu kene nyu di nyu fewel. Fokne na fane ke yow ya ko mom ngit bu deugur dana wara fek nga beug serew te sakku dimbal dimbal na ca fek lo xol boro we africa bu jatt bi fenke waw no la fek jo ak se jumtu kay bu ci bigaw na ñett du béré té ñaar man kenn waaw yoon wi sore na té metti na nañu ko waja bodul na bi xat lañu defon na bien sa xol do dul ne do do xat lu dul fento suma seño na walk together, keep on walking. Sheikh Anta Diop, Kwame Nkrumah, Stephen Biko, all you people.
That that, ladies and gentlemen, is the golden voice out of Senegal, Youssou N'Dour, I Bring What I Love, and the title of that one is New Africa. Welcome to Sounds of Africa. You're with me, Sheila Sam, and we are together every bright and beautiful, energetic Tuesday morning, sharing the love of African music and the passion and the rhythm and everything that comes out with it. So we are doing a lot of strange African music today. We've started off in West Africa, Senegal, and I'm kind of I think I'm going to stick around that side. Coming up next, Habib Koité and Bamada Group with Forobana. This is another very interesting sound, very distinct sound out of Africa.
Oh, yeah, my love for me, yeah, no, no.
That was music still from Senegal. We've played you two very distinctly different artists from Senegal. First was Youssou N'Dour with New Africa, and that comes from his brand new album released this year titled I Bring What I Love. And it's also from the motion picture I Bring What I Love. And of course, following that particular track is a song I've just played for you by Habib Koité. That comes from a CD compilation, Tour d'Afrique. Now, in the CD, there's phenomenal names from the African continent, including Youssou N'Dour, Habib Koité, Cesaria Evora, Miriam Makeba, Sam Mangwana, Tarika, and many of Africa's legendary musicians that have inspired the younger generation to base their music on. And sticking to West Africa, coming up next, Nigerian self-taught musician Tony Allen. This comes from his album that was released again this year by World Circuit Music, and it's titled Secret Agent. That is a title of the CD. The title of the song I'm going to play for you right about now is titled Ijo, which is obviously from his mother tongue. His music is basically based on a lot of jazz and blues, but with a whole distinct African rhythm to it. So without further ado, the secret agent is in the house. 10 minutes past 8. Sounds of Africa CITR. You're with me, Sheila Sem. If you have any comments you'd like to send out, please do so by emailing CITRsoundsofafrica@gmail.com. Meanwhile, enjoy the beat of Africa. It's a sunny day. I would start on an easy note today. Yeah, relax a bit. But it's in such a rush. they're coming from. Tony Oladipo Allen, born in Lagos, Nigeria. He is a drummer, a composer, and a songwriter who currently lives and works in Paris. He is also currently writing his autobiography, titled Tony Allen, Master Drummer of Afrobeat. Well, you know, if you can't whistle your own, blow your own whistle, who's going to blow it for you? 8:15 is your time. Sounds of Africa continues on CITR 101.9 FM. This is music from Jelly Musa Diawara with Almane. Well, that was great music. If you ask me, I think that's very, very distinctly from a totally different brand of music. His name is Jeli Musa Diawara, also known as Jali Musa Diawara. He was born in a family of griots, and griots in Africa, northern part of Africa, basically goat herders. His father was a buffalon player. And his mother was a singer, so born into a family blessed with musical talent. And his half-brother, they share the same mother, apparently, is Mori Kanti. Everybody knows Mori Kanti. He was huge back in the day. In fact, I might play one of his songs, which everybody knows, which is the Yeke Yeke song. One of my favorite old times. It never gets old. 20 minutes past 8 is your time. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with me, Sheila Sam, and this show comes your way on this dial, 101.9 FM, every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9:30. Moving out of North Africa, we are moving down to the southern part of Africa, and well, maybe not actually. I think I want to stick up north, see what we're going to pop in. The artist I'm bringing you now is Wasis Diop with African Dream. This is actually a very fascinating song. I'll tell you all about it, the background of the artist, Wasis Diop, in a bit. Meanwhile, I'll let you enjoy the beat.
can I forget? Sorrow, 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 sorrow won't let me. In my dreams I hope and pray I must go back there someday.
Senegal, sonny, and you. Pana, Utigal, come Senegal. When you don't wave, when you don't wave, when you don't wave, when you don't wave, I go.
Music from Wassiss Diop, born in 1915, Dakar, Senegal, is a very internationally renowned musician known for blending traditional Senegalese folk music. Yes, they have their own type of folk music, ladies and gentlemen, with modern pop and jazz. He is the son of Senegalese high official and a member of the Lebo tribe, which is way up there in terms of traditional kingdoms and, you know, the status of things in the classes. 26 minutes past 8 is your time. I have a little message and I'll be back with music. And we're picking up the tempo a little bit in the next half hour. And at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock that is, we bring you news in brief from the African continent. Right about now, though, it's time for a little something, something.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Vous écoutez présentement sur la C at CITR 101.9 FM.
name ayay tulumalo na kumana ajabanyo beninyo
Controversial music, the best of the black president, the best of Fela Kuti, released by Knitting Factory Records. Told you were picking up the temper. You feel that? Yeah. I thought you would.
From Abeokuta City.
Translation to original English. She pulled it in, come on. She pulled it in, come on. All done scatter.
From Abeokuta City.
Wondering when the hell is that song gonna end? Well, this is typical classic Fela Kuti. He never went on the mainstream, just like we do on CITR. You know what I mean? You feel me? Anyhow, the profile for Fela has gotten a major boost since late last year because they opened a musical on Broadway, New York City Broadway, at the Eugene O'Neill Theater last November. This is Bill T. Jones' produced power-packed Broadway show, which has won rave reviews and awards since 2008 off-Broadway. A little bit about the artist. Fela Anikupalo Kuti's importance on African music is larger than anyone could possibly fathom or put into words. Hailing from Lagos, Nigeria, he created the Afrobeat genre. Yeah, created being the operative word. Combining traditional African high life, as you can clearly hear, a touch of jazz, and I'm sure you picked up on that funky James Brown groove. You can kind of pick up the Latin rhythm in the background there, creating a very unique toxic mix that is wholly, only, totally his own. But with his revolutionary and inflammatory lyrics, Fela became the most politically active African musician that has ever lived. He paid a steep price for it, but he was an outspoken diatribe personality and stood firm in what he believed. He was arrested over 100 times by the Nigerian government. The government invaded and destroyed his living and performing compounds called the Kalakuti Republic within Nigeria. Nonetheless, that did not stop Fela. He always bounced back with one vitriolic song after another. And his music has survived over three generations. Best of the Black President compilation compiles 13 of the most popular Fela compositions spanning from all the facets of his career, from with his band, the Nigerian 70, Africa 70, and Egypt 80. Now, let me tell you about his music. The song I'm playing for you right now is titled Ruffo Ruffo Fight. It is 15 minutes long. The average on the CD, I would have to put down at about 10 minutes. The longest on the CD is 17 minutes. The man had a lot to say, what can I say? He even has some songs in two parts. One being 17 minutes, the other being 11 minutes. Music from the Black President. Sounds of Africa continues. It is 8:45. Coming up in 15 minutes, news in brief from the African continent. Right about now, though, I gotta give you a little message, and I'll see you on the other side with a totally different tempo. Coming from Sierra Leone, they're called the Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Star, and their album was released recently, Rise and Shine. I'm gonna bring you a track titled Global Threat. You're gonna totally dig this song. See you on the other side.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence, choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
All-Star Refugee, Sierra Leone's only.
A global warming is under threat. A global warming is under threat for you and me. A global hunger is under threat. A global hunger is under threat for you and me. Stop making more weapons, either make them to limitation.
That's rude.
Don't you see the danger that will come if you continue?
Global warming is under threat. Global hunger is under threat.
We see no benefit at all the things you are so.
Yes, I'm a man.
Yes, I'm yourself.
Yes, I'm for the revolution.
For the revolution.
Yes, I'm a man.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
This I'm a man.
This I'm yourself.
This I'm for the revolution. This I'm a man.
Combustion and pollution,
oh,
cause in the world so risky. Carbon dioxide wanna overcome.
Global warming is on the threat. Global hunger is on the threat.
We see no benefit at all and things you so.
This I'm a man.
This I'm yourself.
This I'm on the revolution. This I'm a man.
Yeah, yeah, oh,
this
yeah.
I'm a man.
This I'm yourself.
This I'm for the revolution. This I'm a man. This I'm for the revolution.
bang bang bloom bang.
Hey!
Bloom bang 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 bloom bang bang.
Can you hear that?
Bloom bang, eh? Oh no, drop your weapons. Woyo waya woyo.
Woyo waya woyo.
Oh me I say.
Woyo waya woyo.
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 It's getting hotter and hotter. For you,
it's getting
oh no no na 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 na.
Yeah yeah yeah.
Oh no no na 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 na.
Yeah yeah yeah.
It's a real.
Oh no no oh no no oh.
Yeah yeah yeah.
Sing with me.
Disarmament. It's a modern revolution. Disarmament.
That's a real.
Yeah, yeah, oh,
disarmament,
yeah. Disarm yourself.
It's a modern revolution. Disarmament.
It's a real getting out.
It's a modern revolution. Disarmament. It's a modern revolution. Disarmament.
Cause it's getting hot and hot.
It's a modern revolution.
Beautiful music there out of Sierra Leone. Coming up in 7 minutes, we have news in brief from the African continent. Right about now, we're going up to the French-speaking part of Africa, still in West Africa. This is KC with Kretjorat. I hope I pronounced it right. A touch of hip-hop. Yeah, we thought we'd switch it up a little bit. Give you a little mashup, you know, generation gap and all. Give you a little bit of the real stuff. A little bit of the modern stuff, a little bit of the fusion stuff.
Ingénieur, noir ingénu, au rang des seigneurs ou dépourvu de génie, grand vainqueur à l'âme de gagneur, ou fainéant et menteur, tout ça dans un même corps réuni. Race qui réussit, espèce peut avancer, sans histoire écrite ni récit, donc sans passé, inventeur cravaté, créateur gâté, créature ratée, sans grandeur à cravacher, civilisateur, sensibilisé, par train de vie aisé, hectare à dévaliser, martyr, dans la moiteur désalisé, moteur, d'immense fortune réalisée. Amateur de belles lettres et de poésie, frappeur de tambour avec fracas et frénésie, grand penseur encensé, petite frappe assassin, baroudeur résistant, quémandeur assisté. Humble sujet du Tout-Puissant, se référant au Livre Saint. Individu indécent qui dissimule à peine, et leur sexe et leur sein, et leur sang est souillé, leurs chants sont brillants, dépouillés d'humanité, leurs yeux sont fuyants. Apprenons-leur à prier Jésus-Christ sans crier, et trier la canne à sucre tout en souriant. Oui, la nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a fauté, s'est planté en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. Que disent la science et la messe, toutes les grandes puissances du monde et la presse, que cette noirceur en présence dans la pièce nous est inférieure comme la chienne et la naisse. Bon chrétien, j'acquiesce, volontiers j'angoisse, les os glacés placés devant ce corps sans grâce, et ses cuisses sont trop grosses, ses narines embrassent chacune des extrémités de sa pauvre face. Ses fesses sont une énorme masse, conséquence, sa silhouette n'a aucune forme de classe. Sa peau, une carapace de cuir sans souplesse, lèvres si épaisses qu'elles en deviennent grimaces. La pommette est saillante, chers clients, clientes, ne vous arrêtez pas à cette laideur criante. Les jungles de l'Afrique, lointaines et luxuriantes, nous offrent des spécimens de différentes variantes. Leurs femelles sont fertiles et vaillantes, dociles et idiotes, font elles-mêmes leurs paillotes. Les mâles ont côtoyé éléphants et coyotes, nourris de chasse, de pêche et de cueillette. Éloignez quand même vos fillettes. Parfois le sauvage plonge dans la démence en rage, peut réduire un humain en miettes, mais le passage du fouet le ramène au silence. Oui, la nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a fauté,
s'est planté en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est être la créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. Être la créature ratée.
J'ai du mépris, je lance un défi à tous ces bandits qui pourrissent nos vies par tous ces conflits. Ce qui signifie que nous ne sommes plus à l'abri. Mon rêve c'est de faire naître un monde meilleur. Avec tous ceux, toutes celles qui veulent ce bonheur. Peuvent se joindre à mes studios, l'a dit le rappeur. Qui vont faire un âge dans la joie, la bonne humeur. Je veux que ce monde se constitue une grande famille. Cette volonté pour l'humanité est une béquille. Réduisons le mal à la hauteur de ma cheville. S'équestrer avant qu'il ne s'éparpille. Le maîtriser, même pouvoir le pétrifier. Le dominer, même pouvoir l'exterminer. Le condamner, même pouvoir l'exécuter. Décapiter, quelle festivité, quelle vitalité, quelle diversité. Comme un métissage synonyme de paix. Musulmans, chrétiens, main dans la main. Tous ensemble pour construire demain.
Le judaïsme, le christianisme, je rêve d'amour,
The time right about now is 9 o'clock, and it's time to take a look at news from the African continent. We just got to see what we have in place. Now, starting off this week is actually some kind of good news. To live up to its claim to be the world's best local bank, HSBC Holdings needs to increase its presence in Africa, and the bank's executive Michael Geoghegan said on the 9th of July. He commented following a media report that HSBC may bid for South Africa's Nedbank in a potential deal worth $4.4 billion. Geoghegan said emerging markets need to have a bigger say in the G20 and other global organizations as economic power shifts from the West to East. Moving on to Angola. In Angola, the U.S. inked on July the 8th that the United States-Angola Strategic Partnership Dialogue, which makes official the increased bilateral partnership in energy security and trade and democracy promotion. The accord will also expand U.S. and Angolan cooperation in agriculture and strengthening democratic institutions. Moving on to Cape Verde. In Cape Verde's economic growth is seen to pick up and inflation to remain low after the global economic crisis, according to the International Monetary Fund. The IMF has completed the eighth and final review of Cape Verde's economic performance under a three-year policy support instrument. The review focused on Cape Verde's policy response and to recovery from the global economic crisis. In Cote d'Ivoire, some $53.5 million in financing from the International Monetary Fund will be made available to Cote d'Ivoire following the second review of the nation's economic performance under a three-year extended credit facility arrangement. The $345.4 million has so far been disbursed under the arrangement. Moving on to Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, the African Development Bank forecasts Ethiopia's gross domestic product to grow by 10.9% by 2011. Given such figures, Ethiopia will be in a leading development position across the continent, followed by Angola and Uganda, according to the AFDB report. Ethiopia is also expected to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, the Sudan Tribune reported. Meanwhile, the African nation is expected to meet the Millennium Development Goal on halving the poverty rate by 2015 if it maintains its existing growth levels, a draft copy of a report by the United Nations has stated. The Ethiopian government has made an enormous progress in the provision of social services such as education, health and infrastructure by spending a large share of its budget in the pro-poor section, according to the report. In Somalia, Somalia needs a functioning and capable government to thwart acts of violence. This was a statement issued by The Guardian's Nuruddin Diri. The radical Somali group Al-Shabaab took responsibility for simultaneous bombings on July 11th in Kampala, Uganda. Functioning, legitimate and capable government is the greatest weapon against terrorism in Somalia. Moving on to Sudan, exiled Darfur rebel leader Abdelwahid Nour said he will join the peace negotiations brokered by Qatar. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said Nour, who lives in Paris, has refused to enter peace negotiations with Khartoum and labeled the Qatar peace initiative as ceremonial. Meanwhile, the Sudan Recovery Fund has granted $18 million to support development projects in the Lake State, Miraya FM has reported. In Uganda, bombs exploded on July 11th in Kampala, Uganda, killing more than 70 people who were watching the World Cup final. Somali insurgents group Al-Shabaab owned up to the attack, which was condemned by the US, the UK and Canada. The group has repeatedly threatened Uganda and Burundi for sending troops to aid the African Union's efforts to stabilize Somalia. They said they are sending a message to every country who is willing to send troops to Somalia that they will face attacks on our territory. This message was issued by Ali Muhammad Ragi, a Shabab spokesman, on July the 12th. Burundi will face similar attacks soon if they don't withdraw. In Zambia, Zambia and Brazil signed a series of developmental pacts to strengthen their bilateral ties. The 8th agreement will help to improve cooperation, abolishing visa requirements, enhanced bioenergy support, and enhanced technical education between the two countries, according to African News. In Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe and China concluded on the 7th of July the 8th session of their joint permanent commission, where the two nations committed to deepen their economic cooperation. China pledged $1.5 million to help provide medical equipment and drugs to the China-Zimbabwe Friendship Hospital. The China Exim Bank also committed $200 million for a buyer's credit facility for the procurement of agricultural inputs to boost food production in Zimbabwe. And that's all I had for you in the news. We continue with music. We've got another 24 minutes to go because it is 6 minutes past nine, and your show comes your way every Tuesday on CITR 101.9 FM between 8 and 9:30. So, getting back to the music, giving you something a little different. A little bit of township jazz. This is coming from the late Sipho Gumede.
CITR 101.9 FM in celebrating the life and work of the late great singer-songwriter Alex Chilton, Thursday, July 29th at the Wise Club Hall. Local rockers Vancouver Nights, The Wilderness Years, She Was the Law, China Syndrome and others will showcase Alex's songs spanning four decades of his illustrious career in the Box Tops, Big Star, and as a solo artist. All proceeds benefit Fresh Choice Kitchens, the community kitchen program of the Vancouver Food Bank Society. CITR 101.9 FM presents the Alex Chilton Tribute Show, Thursday, July 29th at the Wise Club Hall, 1882 Adnack Street, Doors at 8, show at 9. Tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Scratch, and High Life Records. We'll be right back.
music there coming from. A singer. He was born in Witbank, South Africa, and began playing the gramophone, singing and playing piano as a child. At age 14, after seeing the film Young Man with a Horn, which stars Kirk Douglas playing a character modeled after amazing jazz trumpeter Bix Beidenberg, he took up playing the trumpet. And, well, basically the rest is history. He's one of the biggest jazz stars to come out of South Africa. And I think, arguably, out of Africa, he has made his marks. That was music from Hugh Masekela. Still staying in South Africa, giving a little bit of fusion music coming from Sipho Gumede. Now, he's one of my favorite jazz artists to have come out of South Africa. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago. But his music lives on, and I'm going to give you the Township Jazz.
We'll be right back.
gorgeous sounds of Africa on CITR 101.9 FM, and you're with me, Sheila Sam. That was music coming from South Africa, and that is music by Sipho Gumede titled Township Jazz, and it is the best of Sipho Gumede. We continue for the next couple of minutes. We still have music, so yours truly is still here. Meanwhile, a little message for you.
Carrie, darling, Carrie. Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. My dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken, lean, and singing song and night.
Folk Oasis.
Coming from the Rail Band, featuring Salif Keita, Montecari, Mori Kante, Makan Ganezi, Lanfia Diabate, Seku Kuyate, and Seku Kante, all coming out of Mali. 25 minutes past 9 is your time. We've got another 5 minutes, so enjoy the beat. This one's titled Sin Simba by Mori Kante.